Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Two stories emerging from the results of the election dominate your front pages this morning. The Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner all focus on the pressure Simon Harris is under to call an early general election following the coalition's strong performance in Friday's vote. The Times devotes its lead editorial to the topic. Despite their protestations, the writer suggests it would be astonishing if the government parties were not seriously considering an earlier election, which on the basis of the weekend's figures offers them the tantalising possibility of another term in office. The word disastrous is widely used in the coverage of Sinn Féin's local election performance on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. The Mail runs with the line that the party faces an agonising 72-hour wait to learn if that trend is replicated in the European election. A remark which Jennifer Carol McNeill made on News Talk over the weekend, meanwhile, features in the front page stories in the Mirror and Star. The Fine Gael TD remarked that the only Sinn Féin person having a good day is Jonathan Dowdall in Portlaoise Prison, who stuck his house on the market for €800,000. The Irish Sun is the only paper in the Republic not leading with the election. In a story dubbed as exclusive, John Kearns reports that the Kinahans have fled their Dubai haven and are now thought to be living in Iran. The resignation of Austin Lennon, an election agent who works for independent unionist Alex Easton, over controversy surrounding posts on his social media accounts, generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. The Irish News gives coverage to a criminal investigation into two former anti-corruption PSNI officers over claims of misconduct in public office, misuse of funds and false accounting. That investigation was prompted by a case taken by two former high-level police officers who claimed they were subject to illegal surveillance during an investigation into alleged corruption in the PSNI. Returning to the election, if you're not in the mood for too much reading this morning, some of the pictures from the count centres will give you a good indication of how it all panned out. The Times runs with a picture of a very sombre-looking Mary Lou MacDonald arriving with little fanfare at the RDS. Another photo taken at the same count centre, but representing a very different mood, is Fergal Phillips' picture in The Independent of Regina Doherty embracing Taoiseach Simon Harris, who is sporting a restrained but coy grin. There's nothing coy about the picture of Sean Martin in The Examiner being hoisted up in the air in Cork's City Hall as his brother, Taoiseach then Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, shakes his hand after he got re-elected. And another photo of family members being hoisted high in the air, which features in The Examiner and lots of other papers this morning, is of Jackie Healy-Ray and his father, Michael, as he hears news of his election in Kerry. But finally, another image of someone basking in the immediate aftermath of victory features on the front of today's Independent. Ciara McGeehan is pictured with her eyes closed and her arms in the air as she crosses the finish line in first place in the 1500 metre final at the European Championships in Rome last night. Magical McGeehan is the caption there.
It was breathtaking. Fiona, thank you very much.